Rose, Danielle Shanebus of Shore Falk.
Okay, Rose. We are continuing in Taruvus. So we last we were doing the Levush and the Taz. Whether right, if you have the tree that's mixed together with the foliage, okay. And basically, Levush was saying that it could be the din of Nikar Isser is only a din de Rabbanan. And Taz says, you can't say such a thing. Of course it's a din de Raisa. Now, as we said, Levush has to agree to that also, but Levush could say that if it's Nikar, but it's still very difficult to remove it, maybe that could be still only a din de Rabbanan, even though it's Nikar. But if it's Amish, Nikar, you see, meatballs and potatoes, and meatballs, spaghetti and meatballs, and you see the meatball right there, and it's treif. So you just pick it up. No one would say that that's only a din d'rabbanan, that you can't put that up. Okay. Now, we're now on to page 11, the placey. So we said the din of the Ramah, right, with the Sefer HaSufos, that if you have chalev in the mixture and you can put cold water, so then there's an inyan to put cold water to make it nikar. And we discussed, is that a real halacha? Maybe that's only a chumrah. So says the... says the place, Imamachal, on page 11, top. Imamachal miskalkel bekach. If the machal is miskalkel. In other words, if you're going to put the cold water in, you're going to ruin the food. Because you want to put the cold water to have the thing rise to the top. But if you put the cold water in, the food will get ruined. Yesh mitzadei lahakel. So then he thinks you don't have to do it. Because that's like yefsher. Right? That's like yefsher. If the malka is going to be miskalkel, then what are you gaining? And some want to say maybe that shows that this din is only a din de Rabbanan. One of the Sfarim says this, maybe in the body of Shulchan, maybe, but if it would be a din de Raisa, then maybe you would have to, and then it's not Batal. But if you could say it's a din de Rabbanan, some want to say that,
Three.
So, wait, somebody has said something? Who said something? Rabbi Amster, you said
something.
Or it's just worse. No, but it's going to be... Miskalkel means miskalkel.
Right.
Yeah. So Imamachal Miskalkel Yesh Letzadeit. Letzadeit means there's room to say. Yesh Letzadeit means when I'm a tzadeit means I have a tendency to
incline.
That's the word. Oh, inclined. Huzzah. Yeah. So at some point out. I forget who said exactly, maybe that maybe this is totally on whether this din is a din d'oraisa or not. But if it's a din d'oraisa, then it's not bata. Who cares that it's going to get miskalkel? Well, mice is not bata, so you can't eat it. Finished. Yeah. Somebody called me this week. They made challah. And after the challah, they looked in the flour and they saw couple of bugs there in the challah, in the flour that the challah came from. So it was like maybe three bugs. So they asked me, could they eat the challah? I said, you have to throw out the challah. Because three bugs, it means it's infested. And so that means you would only be able to eat the challah if you would be able to search through the entire challah and every... Because once it's infested, then the only way to eat it is if you're bodek every single iota of it, which is going to be probably, pretty much not feasible to do such a thing. So then you'd have to throw it out.
So something that happened to me is I saw a bug in a spice jar after I put the spices on the hot pot. I didn't see any spices. Like, sometimes people draw like on top of collar. So I saw like a bug in the garden.
That was one bug. One bug you can remove. But if you see three bugs...
So let's say there are three bugs, but you can see the versus like the collar, like versus spices, which are right on top.
Okay, so we have to see more about that, but,
There's no
din of bottle of shishim, because it's a barrier.
It's a what?
It's a barrier. I mean, it's a full entity, full creation.
And if the significance of the three of them is supposed to...
Because three means it's muhsak. So now we have to assume that it's muhsak. So there's probably much more. So even if I get three, even if I find three and get them out, there could be 33 in there. Got to get rid of it. So now he gives you a mashal. Tabaskin will come on b'chli balua. Yes, sir. Say you have a kli that's treif, but you have three pots, and by mistake you could treif meat in one of them. The three pots are identical. And now you can't what? Discern which is the pot that has the treif in it. So would you say chayv b'treif batel? So the halacha is the kli balua iser, the batel b'treif. Bottle. This comes up a lot. In other words, a person got a fork messed up, right? Milk the fork with the flashing, whatever, got messed up. And then they put it aside, the kasha. And then the cleaning lady sees it. You know how it works when the cleaning lady sees it. So she means well. And what does she do? She puts it back. And now you don't know where it is, which one of the forks. So the halacha is that it's bottom. You don't have to wear it.
Usually the.
So the question is, why should? How can you say bottom? It's chorwat. It's nikra. How is it nikra? I can't see which one it is. What's the answer? You could remove it. How could you remove it? By kashering all three pots. Because what's the idea of nikar? The idea of nikar is that it's what? That I can remove it. Maybe even if I can remove it, but I'll never see it, that's still considered nikar. So how come it's batel? So why don't we say just kasher all three pots? But when you cook, the food is going to be okay because it's going to be Eino Ben Yomo. So the food will be okay, but still you're not allowed to use it L'chatchila. So you can still have that Issa L'chatchila hovering over you. So what's the answer? Why is it Batal? Why did you just say Kasher all of them? Right, because so we said it's Tam, Hol V'Tzarech L'Chotzos. Because it costs money to do it. Because so Rav Shechter said over from Rav Salvechik, in those days they didn't have there's a faucet right there, so to go and get the water from the well, it was a whole big thing. It wasn't so easy. So Rav Shechter said from Rav Salvechik thought maybe it's manazeh that you just turn on the faucet, maybe then in the Hanami it wouldn't be batel. Rav Abadi also was manazeh, we still follow this halacha that it's batel.
Was it
Yeah, but still you have to do something, you know. There was a major change. to get the water and to, you know, get the, you know, today everything's set up. You have water, you have fire, you know, you can do the whole thing in 5 minutes, So he says the same thing, that if the machal is going to be miskalkel, so then it's the same idea. Because if the machal is miskalkel, then you're going to lose money. So then you're not mechuyev to make the machal miskalkel. So therefore, if the machal is miskalkel, just eat it. Eat the chelos. So there was a case we had yesterday. You had carrots and the chelos fell in, right? Now you can't see it, but if you put the cold water in, it'll come to the top. But the place he's saying, but if it'll come to the top, it'll ruin it, then you're not mechuyev to do it, because that's called eino nikar. And to make a nikar, the only way you'll do it is if you ruin it, so then what do you gain? That's the point he's making. That if the machal is miskalkel, then the din of the Ramah does not apply. And one second. I didn't hear you.
I said, I don't know if the svara of the Rashba applies if it's real with something which is nicker, because would you have to fill it out, or would there be no fill at all? How would it work when we serve a dish like this when there's something which is left over?
Give me the case that you're talking about.
Meaning, we have the like you said yesterday, with the milk with the noodles and the meatball falls in, so it's buffed with the stuff of the shishim. But when I serve it, when I serve the whole pot, someone is sure eating something and they recognize what they're eating. It's not like with the McDonald's and the hamburger where I don't know what I'm eating. When we're consuming all the food, there's no tefillah. Like, you know for sure that you're eating something.
But the taste was bottle. So you don't taste it. You're not eating the be'en. You're just eating, because if a tray meatball fell into the spaghetti and you cooked it, when you're eating the spaghetti in a case where there's 60 times the spaghetti to the meatball, so then you're not eating the meatball, you took the meatball out. You're just and the tam, and the tam is not nirgash because it's bottle b'shishim. What?
If you can't take it out in this case, how could you serve the whole pot when you know that something is the end in there? Meaning, like the crazy is saying, that it's going to ruin the whole dish, and we're not going to, how could you serve it?
If you're going to ruin the whole dish, how can you serve it? The answer is that it's bottle. Because in other words, it's not yavish b'yavish. It's lach for lach, and the whole tam is integrated, and you can't taste it. Whereas that was his question the other day, Chazan Hess, that the Rashba's modeh is a concept of bittul lach for lach, even though lamaisa you're eating it. So where's your tliya? The answer is you don't need a tliya because you're not margish the tam. And but in the hamburger case, each one you margish the tam. So then, because each one is a separate entity. So when you're eating one, A, your mom is focusing on A only. When you're eating B, you're focusing on B. C, you know. So there, you need a tliya. But by lach
for
lach.
But we also suggested that maybe we don't say
bilo. Yeah, that was a different discussion. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's take a look in the Rashba, in the Bais Kotzer on page 12. The Bais Kotzer is also the Rashba. The Rashba is the middle. The middle part is the Rashba, and the Bais Kotzer is the Rashba. And the Mishmaris HaBais is also the Rashba. So three, the Berak HaBais is the Ra'ah. So the Rashba has the Taurus HaBais, and the that's the middle, the Bais Kotzer, that's also. The Berak HaBais is the Kashas of the Ra'ah and the Rashba. And the Mishmaris HaBais is the protection, where the Rashba defends himself, Keneged the Ra'ah. So the Bais HaKotzer is Kli Machas, which are eights. If you have a Kli Machas Shal Eitz, Nesar, next page, B'Bliyas Yisur Mena Yisur, right, if the Kli gets treif, it's treif. Yenesar B'Chem Ve'inu Nikar Eza, Afal Pishef Shal Agilu Lachziru Lachshiru, Yirali, She'ein Daniel So Gadov V'Sheish Lom Batir Lesos Kulam, Hay Shigalim O Yilabnim. Okay, it's a yavish and it's a yavish. Right, this is the source of the halacha. That if you got a fork that became treif, and you put it aside to get kashered, and the cleaning lady, good intention, but she puts it back in the drawer. So that's this halacha. The Rashba is the one who says it. He says that's yavish b'yavish, had betray batel, because in your drawer, face, you have 15 forks. 14 are definitely kosher. Now one became treif. But now it was put in accidentally. So it's chad betray bottle. It's 14 bechad bottle. So the Rashba asks the kasha himself. There is a halacha in Hilchas Taruvas called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Eino Bato. So, what does that mean? Say, for example, you have a Beitza Shanol De Biyantav, like Chazon Tesman says. You have a Beitza that gave birth from a Tarnagolas on Shabbos Yantav, so it's Muktzah. Right? And then, by mistake, it falls into other beitzim that were nolded from before, that were not muktzah. So l'chora, it's chad betray, right? Chad betray batal. But the halacha is no. That midrabanan, it's not batal. Why not? Because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, means that if we don't have to rely on bittul, then we won't. So therefore, we wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow there's no din muktzah. On Sunday there's no din muktzah. So you can wait till tomorrow and it'll all be good. Can't betray bato. You don't say that. A piece of treif meat will never become mutter. A piece of treif meat that's asa today will be asa tomorrow. So now you can rely on bittul. But if something that could mix in today, it's Shabbos or Yantif, there's a din muktzah, you wait till tomorrow, you don't have to. So what's the halacha? That's only a din drabban. We discussed, if you remember, in one of the first shiurim, that a bittul is such a, heter gomer, so why is it a din of, the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin? So, okay, nonetheless, we say, so the question is, so over here you can be machshir it. So if you can be machshir it, so what? So then, l'chora, in other words, by a treif kli that fell in, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Just like the beis shanol de biyantif, there's no heter because you just wait till tomorrow, and you won't have to rely on bittul. So you can be machshir the whole old kelim, you won't have to rely on bittul. So why isn't it considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So he says it's not. Why? So he says, because it costs money. Because usually a davar sheyesh lo matirin, you don't have to pay anything, you just wait till tomorrow. Here it's going to be an expense to get the water, etc. So therefore, it's not considered a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir.
Because you have to do it on all the
kelim,
not just
one? Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of the, makes the expense even more. Now, there are, yeah, Morty?
Question on comments in the resin.
What do you say?
For comments,
Chomet is a whole different, we'll have a lot to speak about Chomet. That you can't, yeah, gotcha. Now if you take a look in the Ra'ah, the Berech HaBayis, on page 13, you see the Ra'ah on the Berech HaBayis, page 13, on the right side? So again, the Rashba had a whole discussion, why should, the Rashba says it's batal. And the Rashba says, but it's not a double shein, Sheyesh lo matirin, because it'll cost you money. But the Ra'ah says, no. Or cost of b'kli shatav shabal lo mena isav and esar v'chakach nisar v'acherim shorei lo duno b'dov sheyesh lo matirin hori efsha lachshirin b'hagala. Edel lo mikri dov sheyesh lo matirin b'shum mokam sheyesh bo hotza. That's the Rashba. He says, v'ze eino. He says, no. Why? Why is that enough? In other words, the Rashba said it's bottle. The Rashba just said, don't think it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin only means when it's going to become mutter without any big tircha, any big cost. The Ra'ah says, no, it's not bottle. This is a fascinating Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is always the most fascinating. He always says the most fascinating things, but 99.9% of the time we don't, as Shekhar pointed out, we don't paskin like the Ra'ah. It's sort of like the Balamor. He says the most fascinating things, but 99.9% of the time we don't paskin like him. That's why people are wondering, you know, all of a sudden the Chazanish with the Dateline paskin like the Balamor, so someone to say, well, he holds that everyone agrees to, it's not simple. Because we usually never pass them like the Balamor. You know, these are the people that were very fascinating and say unbelievable, interesting things, but they never were viewed as the conventional wisdom. Yeah, he was young. He was only 17, 18. Shalabat, they say. When he wrote it, you know. You know, but... yeah. So tell me. Not in this world. Maybe. So he says no. Zeino, the Hocha Time Achrina, Zeino Bittel, Vadri Time Sheish no Matirin, Tolecha the Nicker Isser Eino Heter, Zeino Bittel. Call Dovish Efshal Otsi, Ha Isser Besocho, Hareu Kenicker Isser. So he says a fascinating idea. He says, if you have a tray fork, that now was put in with the other forks, it's not butter. Rashba says it is butter. Why? Not because of the Sheyesh Lo Matirin. He says, you know why it's not butter? And therefore what? It's called Nikar Isser. I can't see it. I can't see which one. But Nikar Isser is not a word of seeing. Nikar Isser is a word, since I can see it, I can remove it. So if you can kasher, just kasher all the things, you'll be able to remove it. So that's the same concept of being able to see. And therefore, it's not bottle midaraisa. It was the Rashba said, it's bottle. Ah, you'll tell me, maybe it's not bottle midrabonim, because the Dovashay Shalomatir ain't a bottle, which is only a dindrabonim. No, I have a way out.
So one second.
So he says, in a hanami, it's not batal. See, everyone else in the world says, no, if you can't see it, it's a nunir. Even if you can get it out. Because the mice, you can't see it. But the Rawah thing, a fascinating idea. The idea of seeing it, there's nothing so special about seeing it. If you see it, you can just remove it, so why rely on bittul? So say I can't see it, but I can remove it. So that's the same concept of being able to see it. And therefore, he says, it's not batal midaraisa. That's fascinating. I like it. It didn't win the day. It did not win the day. It did not win the day. 1 second. I will show you in Shulchan Aruch, and then I'll hear what you have to say. On page 14, Kuf Beis Gimel. Kli Shenesser Babli Asisser. Bum. Shedesar V'Acheirim. Ve'inu Nikar. Bottle Barov. Ve'in Donin Osol B'Dov Sheish L'Matirin. Mefi Shetzarech. L'Hotzi Alav Hotzos L'Hagilo. Mekol Kayot Sibisa. Wow. So you see, the Shulchan Aruch is a pure Rashba person. See, the Rashba, you got to realize, in the world today that we live in, the Rashba is the man. You know what I'm saying? Rashba says something, that's it. He usually wins in this area. The Ra'ah, usually not. Even though the Ra'ah is, you know, fascinating. We saw about with the Rashba and the Rush, who won in that machlokas?
Rashba.
Yeah. Rashba, you know.
Well, how does the Ra'ah differentiate the case between that and the McDonald's and McDonald's and hamburgers?
The McDonald's and McDonald's is ain't no nicker. There's nothing you can do. You can't remove this.
This is no more nicker than that, really.
No. It's very different. In the Rashba case, it's a new nicker, but I can't remove it. Where am I going to remove?
I can't
machsher the treif piece of food. Here, I have three pieces. One is a treif kli. Treif kli, I can machsher. I can't machsher a treif piece of meat. Verstehe?
You can throw it out.
But I don't know which one to throw out.
You can't throw them all at me.
Yeah, you can throw it all out. Well, okay, they throw it all out. What is that going to do for me?
It's about Pashkas.
Well, see? Rav Katan Shlita. Yeah. No, well, again, once after 24 hours, you won't make it non-kosher anymore. You just ask it to use it. But the issue will still be
each time,
right? So therefore, what? Right, but why should that make a difference? Yeah, but Madrashat, if it's bottle, it's bottle. You're right. Doing it each time would be worse. But the Torah is saying that it's bottle. You know, if you want to say you're a difference for, maybe you shouldn't say Chad B'Trei Bottle, because Chad B'Trei Bottle, I eat the McDonald's hamburger because it's bottle and McDonald's, that's it. But this thing... Even though so, it's a Drabbanan, that'll be many, many times, you know, but still. They didn't see a difference in that. If it's bottle, it's bottle. Rav K.
It sounds like the Ramban might pass him like a Ra'ah. In his Lashon with the case with the Chalim, he says specifically that if you're able to remove it, it's as if you can recognize it. So in the case with the fork, with the Havala, it's as if you're able to remove it, so
Right. It's a similar idea. The only question is, as we saw last time, that maybe it's only a chumrah.
Yeah.
The Ra'al might say, it's a mikra din.
Where's
the Gilyan Marsha? Show me the Gilyan Marsha. What page is the Gilyan Marsha?
By the Ramad.
Let's see. Show it to me. Show it to me. What?
There's five on the right.
Five? Five. So everybody says five. Let's see what he says. So, first of all, who was the Gilyan Marsha? Right, nothing to do with the Marsha. Right? It's the of Shlomo Eger. Who was the son of who? The Kivei. In the Leviathan of Soloveitchik, there was only one person to be masked at him. That was his brother, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. You can get it, it's written up to Hesped, but he compared his brother to two people. One was Yosef and the brothers, that the other people are jealous of him. Yosef and the brother was one comparison. And then he compared his brother to the Gilyan Marsha, to Shlomo Eger, that a situation where father-son, where you know, the father was the Rebbe of the son. They learned together a long time. So Rav Kiv Eger and Shlomo Eger, he compared his father and his brother to that as well. Those are the two comparisons. Tayin Shom. So he says, nearly the Vidaraisahu, Kamosha Kosha Varan, Kosha Sokoso, Heskak Mukumashir, and Tolachavik Bidu, Mamush came to Yachal Atiro. Yeah. Right, so he's saying it's Daraisa. So it's a similar idea. Yeah, you say well.
What did he say
it's Daraisa? Putting the water, you know, that Ramah. And he quotes the Ran. We didn't see that Ran. The Ran in Sukkah yesterday. He says the Ran in Sukkah also says that. It's not really bittul because you could undo it. Of course, pashup shalas might be real bittul. We saw the levush and the tas, but the Ran says it's not really bittul. It's just like a bittul, you know. But it's not real bittul. Yeah, you want to see that inside? It's on page 9. But the Ran says avadai cheni bittul zelki bittul shari sur. When you put the tree and you shove it into the rest of the stuff. But it could be that if the Gilyan Marsha would have seen what the Sefer HaSufos, then maybe he would have said differently. It's a big yisod because a lot of poskim and the gedolim, they didn't have the svarim. They just had the secondary sources. So they say pshatim, which are very good pshatim, but sometimes, as many point out, if they would have seen the original source, maybe they wouldn't have said it.
But, is he saying that the Rafa Moshim is Sina, the battle?
Yeah, so it's bottle for other yeah. That if it's yeah, we're for page 5.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, yeah. Yeah, so he's saying that it's not a real din bittul. Since it got mixed around, we consider it sort of like this pseudo din bittul. But it's not a real din bittul.
So
the Marsha takes
himself off the
Rambam. The Yom Marsha is explaining, is on that Marsha, on that Rambam.
So if you understand the Rambam,
to be a din. Yeah, because I told you he didn't have the all the sources that we have.
He understood the word tzarech
as a din d'oraisa.
And even so, how would he understand when the Rama says that if it's going to be this
kalkel? So be it. Someone points out that if it's a din d'oraisa, then even if it's kalkel, you have to do it. And then if it's a kalkel, you might as well just throw it out.
So
because what's the point? The Ramah doesn't say that. That's the place he's saying that. The Ramah never said if it's a kalkel, you don't do it. That's not the words of the Ramah. That's the words of the placey interjecting into the Ramah. The placey. Rav Yonah and Eibshitz. People spend their whole lives on Rav Yonah and Eibshitz. On the Machlokas, whether he believed in Shabtai Tzvi or not. This is like a big thing in the world of scholarship. You know, it's a fascinating thing. At the end of the day, I don't know what comes out of this whole... But this was like a big Machlokas in the world in that time. You know, did he believe in it? Did he not believe in it? I don't know, you know, Bezman Hazeh, you know, what difference it will make, but, you know, historical Machlokas. Okay, now, there's a Mishnah in Me'ila on page 18. Pruta shel hekdesh. If you have a coin of hekdesh. I want to tell you that I was in the Living Torah Museum. A good Chol HaMoed trip. So he has like all these artifacts. He has Machtis HaShekel, real Machtis HaShekel. So it's not, I don't think she has Prutus Shel Hekdesh. So it's a good place to go if you have something to do.
It's all in Deutsch, right?
Yeah. It's good. Especially if you bring your grandchildren from Detroit or something like that. Silver Spring, you take them to the Living Torah Museum. It's a nice Chol HaMoed trip. So, Prutus Shel Hekdesh, Shenaflo Toch Kis. So you have one Prutus Shel Hekdesh that falls into a pile of other coins. Osh Omer Prutus B'Kizze Hekdesh. So now he has one coin of Hekdesh in this thing. So the Gemara says, Kevin Shehotzi Es HaRishon HaMa'al Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So he says, once you spend one coin, because it may be the Hekdesh coin, then you're maul. You've violated the Isser. Yeah, Chacham Omrim Achayosis Kolakis. So he says you have to, you're not maul. Chacham Omrim Achayosis Kolakis. So one opinion says that it's not batel, and one opinion says it is, unless you spend all the money. And we pass them like the Chachamim. So if you look in the Tosfos Chadashim, Kashin, Imke Midoraisa batel, Vechi Yovi Korban Me'ila. I don't understand. Isn't it a chabitrei bottle? Isn't it a chabitrei bottle? Chabitrei bottle. So what's mal? Even if you spend the whole thing, it shouldn't be mal. Come say you have, yeah. And why is it? You see, there's a concept of the Dover Choshev is not bottle. So it could be that Midrabanan, it's not bottle because it's a Dover Choshev. Like a coin is a Dover Choshev. But then, so the Boaz says in the bottom of page 18, you want to say it's a Dover Shein Shelo Matirin because you can be poed there, the coin onto something else. And you want to say it's a Dover Shein Minyan, that's only a Drabanan. So the Boaz says, going over to page 19, Hayanili, the mall just means midrabanan. It doesn't mean you're going to really bring a korban meila, because you can't bring a korban. You're not going to bring a korban meila on something that's only drabanan. So it must be that it's not, that it only means you violated this drabanan. So, but the Tosfos Chadashim, Rav Chaim Zimmerman in his Sefer, Agra Yisharim. Rav Chaim Zimmerman was a big goyin. Big goyin. He lived here in Brooklyn, then he moved to Chicago. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Skokie Yeshiva. He was a big, big genius. He wrote Agra Lasar. If you never heard of him, it's good to hear him. Rav Chaim Zimmerman. So he points out this Tosfos Chadashim. You know what Tosfos Chadashim says? He says that what? That it's not bottle, but why? Because you can be poed it. So you know, therefore, what is it called? He says it's called Nikara Isser. So who does the Tosfos Chadashim hold like? The Ra'ah. And in Mela, you don't have to say only Drabon. Mal is really Mal, because it's not bottle. It's not bottle. So once you use all the coins, it's not bottle. So no, you need to know for sure. You see, you use every single coin, that's like eating each piece of meat. Zeh har zeh. So according to Rashba, you know, that's okay. But by here, that's only by treif, because treif you can't get rid of the iser. But here you can remove the iser by bipode and something else. So therefore, why is it mal? Because it's not bottle midaraisa. Because it's called Nikar Isser. Because he has the same yesod of Nikar Isser as the Ra'ah says. That if you could do Hagolah, or you could do Pidyon, or something like that, then you get rid of it. Wow. Yeah, that's a question of how you pull the things.
The issue is rather expensive here.
Yeah. And the last point, the Aruch HaShulchan here in the last page says, he's quoting the Plesi, not by name, but he quotes in the parentheses he quotes the Plesi, in the brackets. He says the place. He says you have to remove it. But if the Ramos didn't, but the Machal is niskalkel not, and he brings a raya from the concept of being but if it's miskalkel not, then maybe raya bekli isus should have bekli hetter the bottle barov of chev shel agil. Even she's half the mammon, so you don't have to. So that's like kosher. So he says that he doesn't think that that's comparable. He says when it comes to dovi sheish lamatirin, so if it's going to cost money, it's not called dovi sheish lamatirin. But when it comes to making it a be'en, so then that's a shayla of a daraisa, he's assuming, and then it shouldn't make a difference. Therefore, so that's what they point out. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying you can't compare the case of the you know, the Be'en, which might be potentially the Raisa to the case of the, unless you assume like the Ra'ah, that the case of Heksha Kalim is also within the Raisa, because it's called Nikar Issa. If you hold Nikar Issa, it has to be, you have to see it, then it's only a Shaila of a Dovr Sheishal Matirin, because you can, but the Ra'ah's Chiddush and the Tosas Chadashim and Me'ilah's Chiddush is that even if you can't see it, it's called Be'en, if you can get rid of it, because there's nothing holy about seeing it. The idea of seeing it is you can remove it, but we don't hold like that la halacha. We don't hold like that la halacha, because if we did, and that would be a din d'oraisa, then the Aruch HaShulchan says that we'd have to be machshir all the kelim every time. Rav Shachter said for Rav Soloveitchik, he thought b'zman hazeh you also do, because it's easy to be machshir kelim, just take a pot, turn on the faucet, turn on the fire. But the pashas is like Rav Avadi said, is he thinks even b'zman hazeh you could rely on the cooler that is bottled, and you don't say, "Oh, it's so easy today." Like Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, the Mechaber lived the Tzfat, so it was away from the water. And all that. It's hard to believe he's saying his thing based on where he lived, because he just quoted the Rashba. So,
what do they mean by Haitzia Tzai? Like, what's that Tzai that they're?
To get the water, you got to get. You had to hire somebody to schlep. You know,
now a Maisa we don't have any. A Maisa, that's not an issue.
Right, but it's still, but you agree with what's but still, you still have, it's still not, you know, still a shtickle hassle. Maybe not the same hassle.
How does he mean be'en here, though, for sure? I mean,
because if you put the water in, it'll float to the top. So that's, yeah. So he's in Miskalkel, he thinks that it's still awesome. Because this is a shaila that maybe it's still considered a ban if you could float it to the top, and then it's a shaila of a daraisa. So if it's a shaila of a daraisa, then you're mechuyev to do it. In other words, the only case you don't have to do it is in the case of the heksher kelim where you can't see it. So even though you could theoretically get it out, but that's a shaila of a dovr sheish lo matirin, and by dovr sheish lo matirin you don't see it. But if it's a shaila of actually seeing it, which is a potential ban, so then that you have to do. But he's just assuming that a ban means that you can get it out and then see it. But the Ra'ah and the Chitosis Chazosha has even a bigger Kiddush. Okay? So this is a fascinating discussion. But again, in the end of the day, the Rashba wins. And against the Ra'ah, against the Chitosis Chazoshim, and then it's relevant for the placey, etc. But I felt it was kedai to try to put this the whole packet in one shear. So this way, you go a little slower. You have a proper havana. You should go through each step of the way, understand every step of the way, with the placey and the Rashba and the Ra'ah, right, and the Tosas Chadashim, Mishamila, Kabbalah, every step of the way, go slow and review it. Rabbi Tachman Ben Zashem becoming Sunday Ben Zashem, even though he's making a bar mitzvah Ben Zashem in the evening, but he's still moist and nefesh to come in the morning to be here Ben Zashem. So therefore, people should try to be here as well, because you have to realize he's putting in extra effort to be here. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like the placey, because the placey's idea that you have, if it gets ruined, then you don't have to do it. So he compares that to a non-kosher fork that falls in others, that since you have to pay money for it, so therefore it's going to be batal, it's not considered dovr sheish lo matirin, and he compares that to the case of putting water in. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the case of putting water in is a shaila of a daraisa, because if you get it out, then it's nikar iser. The case of the other thing, he doesn't assume like the Ra'ah, is just a shaila of a darabana, a dovr sheish lo matirin. So you can't compare one to the other. By a darabana, you could say that if you have to be motzi hotzos, then it's not called dovr sheish lo matirin. But by a shaila of a daraisa, that you're going to put water in and now make it at the end, that's a daraisa issue, then for sure you have to do it. Okay? that's the story. Okay. So, then the show will continue Monday, the Siyata Dishmaya.